Around cattle country on the Southeast AgNet, while the Florida legislative regular session doesn't start until March 2nd, various committee meetings have been held to get the stage set for the upcoming session. And according to Florida Cattlemen's Association's Director of Governmental Affairs, Sam Ard, one of those meetings recently concerned an issue they are watching closely.
The House Civil Justice and Courts Committee met to hear House Bill 285 by Representative Mike Horner that has to deal with parental waivers. This was a bill that we pursued last year, and we were not able to pass it. It stems from a court decision December 2008 where the Supreme Court, in a very activist role, said that parents could no longer sign waivers for their minor children for any kind of commercial activity. We're looking at it from the Cattlemen's Association because of the effect it has on rodeos, shooting sports, hunting, that kind of thing.
Ard said the bill basically overturns that Supreme Court decision.
And we were able to get it out of the Civil Justice and Courts Committee on a 7-3 vote. We have one more committee to go through in the House. It's going to be fairly tough to do, contentious. We're fighting the Association of Trial Lawyers. It's kind of a money-making thing for them, and we know that, but we think that a parent's right to choose should outweigh the lawyer's ability to sue.
He said that is just one of the many issues they will be following during the upcoming legislative session. And a reminder, all members of the Florida Cattlemen's Association are encouraged to attend their legislative quarterly meeting in Tallahassee. That's coming up March 9th through 11th. It's the cattle industry's opportunity to meet face-to-face with state legislators to discuss the important issues facing the industry. For details, log on to floridacattlemen.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.